It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Good to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Last week, the doctors and nurses at Orlando Regional Medical Center talked about their response to the large number of casualties from the massacre at the Pulse nightclub. But could Georgia's emergency system handle something like that? It's been 15 years since the 9/11 attacks started the discussion about mass casualties. And one of the first people to call out what he said was a frightening lack of preparedness was Dr. Arthur Kellerman, who at the time was the chair of Emory's Department of Emergency Medicine, which he founded. Last Friday, Kellerman told Marketplace reporter Dan Gorenstein, not much has changed.
The threat has only grown. The need for preparedness has only grown. Our national response has not matched the increase in the threat.
A few days before, I asked State Senate Health and Human Services Committee Chairman Renee Unterman the same question, and she said we don't have the resources now, partly because Georgia voters rejected a 2010 referendum for a $10 fee on car tags, with the money to go to fund a network of trauma care centers in the state.
And when you look in the state of Georgia of 10 million people, and you consider that we only have a couple of level one trauma that could take care of the 40 gunshot wounds that entered into, I don't know exactly how many entered into at one time, but here in the state of Georgia, I can guarantee you that Grady Hospital in Macon and Northeast Georgia, and there's a hospital in Rome and Memorial Hospital in Savannah. Those are the only hospitals in the state of Georgia that could handle that. You would have to send the rest of the emergencies down to tertiary hospitals, but that's a critical problem. And if people have that fear, and I don't imagine it going away, and that's a huge, huge concern. We're sitting here talking about insurance, but when you start talking about trauma, I'm an old trauma nurse, and it's not just trauma. It's the golden hour of when you have your heart attack or when you have your stroke. You need a hospital. You need TPA to bust up those blood clots. And if you don't have access to that, number one, you either die, or number two, the rest of your life, the quality of your life is perilous compared to what it could be if you had access to health care. And that's why these issues are so huge. But I believe Florida just exacerbates what we're talking about, this firestorm.
Would you propose, or would you urge one of your colleagues to propose legislation to float that idea of a trauma care tax again before the legislature or before the people in some sort of referendum?
I think we have a conundrum going on, that we have enough issues on the plate. When you start talking about Medicaid and uncompensated care and issues like surprise billing and sustainability, to throw in trauma care again is not the opportune time. But I can tell you that it's very important.
So you don't think we could do both at once?
I don't think you can tackle all of these issues and go through a presidential election and try to survive.
Joining us now is Dr. Brooks Moore. He is the assistant medical director of the emergency room at Grady Memorial Hospital. He's also assistant professor of emergency medicine in the Emory School of Medicine. Dr. Moore, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
We've heard for years that we need to improve our emergency medical system specifically for casualty events like Orlando or worse. What's the state here in Georgia right now, specifically at Grady, for instance?
I have to tell you, we have been tested along these lines in the past. We've dealt with major mass casualties such as the Olympic Park bombing, the Mark Barton shooting, courthouse shooting. Unfortunately, we're all too familiar with those events. And we also deal with the mass casualty that is our day-to-day trauma care in this state. If we look at our local preparedness, we have the expertise that we need at the hospitals that we need. But unfortunately, we have far too few of those hospitals in order to be fully prepared for a major tragedy such as what we've seen in Orlando.
And meanwhile, hospitals are closing.
Correct.
So Is there a way out of this spiral, and how can more hospitals be better prepared?
I think first and most important is we need to fully fund our trauma system in the state. Last year, we saw $20 million go towards trauma funding across the state. The unfunded mandate for trauma across the state is $250 million or more. Second, we need to have more hospitals involved in the trauma system to whatever their level of capacity is. We know that in our state, we have fewer level one trauma centers than just the city of Boston, which took care of the awful bombing event event there.
And when you said there's an unfunded mandate of $250 million, exactly what does that mean?
That means that we have $250 million in costs associated with trauma that aren't being paid for through any form of insurance or medical care.
So in other words, people come into the hospital with life-threatening injuries and they can't pay.
Correct.
We heard from Senator Unterman, who said we absolutely need to increase the number of trauma centers and we need to better equip the ones we have. But politically, we can't do that right now because of other pressing medical priorities that the legislature has to look at. What would you say to that?
I'd say the issue of unfunded trauma care in the state has been alive for my entire career and the entire career of those that have come before me. It's not just a problem this year. It's been a problem for years and years, and something that needs to be addressed as soon as possible before one of these tragedies ends up on our doorstep.
Back in 2010, there was the idea of a $10 fee on license tags that failed in a statewide referendum. Any ideas that you in the medical community, although you're not politicians or financiers, any ideas you have about how to make this happen?
Unfortunately, I don't think that the level of care that we need across the state and the infrastructure that we need to build is going to be capable of being constructed through smaller donations or smaller collections, such as a license plate fee. This has to be a major push in the legislature with full funding from the state in order to accomplish the goals that we have.
You are talking then about hundreds of millions of dollars, possibly billions.
That's true, but if you look at the statistics that we have in the state, they're pretty grim. About a third of our citizens across the state can't make it to a level one or level two trauma center in under an hour, which is the most critical time that we have in order to reverse the effects of trauma. Our state ranks near the bottom in terms of access to emergency level care as rated by the American College of Emergency Physicians. It's well past time for us to take action on this.
Could the ER system as we have it now, as long as there is no mass casualty event, which would be a gamble, could it exist, survive for a year or two until some of the other medical priorities in the legislature get addressed, if indeed they do?
I think both of those issues are equally important. I don't think that you're going to fully address the needs, the building of the trauma infrastructure across the state just by a push towards insuring those people in the state who don't have insurance. We see even amongst the insured that some of these injuries can be devastating and go well past their ability for their insurance to pay. And there will have to be some means of from the state to help pay that.
So would it be fair to say, from your point of view, to the legislature, you're saying we really can't wait for this?
We absolutely can't wait. It's well past time.
If something like Orlando happened here, and God forbid it would, could you handle it?
So we've certainly handled large-scale trauma events in the past. We have not been tested to the degree that Orlando, Madrid, London, Mumbai, and many other cities that have faced the scourge of mass casualty events and terrorism have over the course of the past 2 decades. I have absolute confidence in our ability to handle any event that comes our way, but the system as it is already at the breaking point. And to add that additional burden onto that would make any type of care of mass casualties extremely difficult.
If an Orlando-scale event happened, even at Grady, would you have to push patients to other hospitals?
Absolutely. That's why we need a statewide trauma system to be able to absorb the number of casualties, such as what we see even on a daily basis. On a day-to-day basis, hospitals such as Grady that do trauma care are stretched to the breaking point to care for the run-of-the-mill car accidents and, unfortunately, the violence that takes place within the city and without.
So what would you say to someone who says, look, you know, we have people who are already struggling with a tax burden? You're talking about something that probably inevitably would mean a tax increase one way or another through some form of tax.
I'd say that trauma is a disease, an entity that affects you no matter what your demographic is, old, young, rich, poor. And the entire state needs to come under the umbrella of an excellent trauma system, which we need to develop through additional funding.
Dr. Brooks Moore is Assistant Medical Director of the Emergency Room at Grady Memorial Hospital. He's also Assistant Professor of Emergency Medicine in the Emory School of Medicine. Dr. Moore, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.